talk to you when we played the last game?
I'm feeling all right. Doing pretty good.
What's this week like to practice?
I think it's big for us just to get better during this week. It's always, you know, it's different at this time of the year. You know, you've been through a full season. I think you really got to kick it in, you know, mentally tough to find the things that you've not done as well, some of the things you've done well, and just try to attack it this week. You know, we've gotten a week off where, you know, it's not as much about preparing for someone because, you know, we don't know who we're going to play yet. It's all about, you know, fixing the things that we feel we need to fix and trying to get better this week.
Have you ever had to deal with concussion issues before?
Nah. But, I mean, a lot of injuries usually first time, so just take it one day at a time.
What's the difference between regular season football and postseason football? If Logan or Duran come to you and ask you, you know, what's the biggest change? I imagine there's urgency, intensity.
I think that's really it, urgency. I mean, you talk about each week could be your last week of playing for the season. So I think, you know, it's just urgency. But, you just tell those guys it's football, though. You know, just keep doing what you've been doing and keep preparing and getting ready to go.
Is there a chance that, because they're young and you've been there, that you over-prepare or you overthink that the situation?
I don't think so. I think, you know, our coaching staff does a great job all the time, you know, year in and year out, getting us ready, the different things we need to do. And, you know, around here we don't really believe in over-preparing. So, you know, just trying to keep those guys going and, you know, help them understand the situation. But at the end of the day, it's coming out and playing our best football right now because that's what we'll need.
Devin, I take it you guys don't take for granted that you're in the postseason again. I mean, how much do you relish the opportunity of having a chance once again to, you know, get the ultimate where you want to go?
Oh, it's huge. You know, just to be able to be in this position is big for us. You know, we got to take advantage of it. You know, you see a bunch of teams throughout the league. I'm really close with my brother and, you know, talking to him and, you know, 5 years in, not making the playoffs. I really understand how fortunate we are to be in this position. And it's all about now taking advantage, seeing what we can do. And, you know, nothing else matters from the regular season. You know, now it's all about what can you do in the playoffs and how can you find a way to win.
A guy like Rob Nickens was saying how mentally strong this particular team is. Do you see that when you watch this team on a daily basis, how mentally strong they've gotten over the course of time?
Yeah, I think we've seen that throughout the season. I think now it's key that we understand that's over. You know, we got to be mentally tough for the postseason. We got to be mentally tough this week. You know, no opponent, get better on the field, and I think take it each day at a time. You know, we had a good practice today, and now it's all about going out here tomorrow and being ready to go and get a good day's working.
Devin, how much of a relief is it for yourself personally to be out there on the field?
I mean, it's always good to be back on the field if you miss any time, so I'm just happy to be back on the field.
Top having to sit the last one out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of the game. Try to do my part to help my guys out, and they did a great job going out there and getting a win.
You see the video of the
Yeah.
I mean, what are your thoughts just on what you saw, just the way you're getting the whip down?
Got a concussion. I mean, I don't know. You watch it, I mean, I don't know much about concussions and all that, but just watch it as a player to see it, and, you know, it was a weird hit, but it is what it is.
How prepared do you think this team is, Devin, to, you know, go into the playoffs, having the week off, and be ready to reach its ultimate potential?
I think we'll see. I think we got a good group of guys that, you know, understand, you know, especially I think we have some really good leaders on this team, and it's all about, you know, one day at a time right now. But to say are we prepared or not, you know, we'll get to see when we go out there next Saturday. But I feel we are in a good position. I think guys have a good understanding. It's all about having that sense of urgency right now to go out there and get better and be ready to go for next Saturday.
Are you a fan of these games coming up this weekend?
I'll be watching.
Devin, is there anything that makes up for a team that has youth and inexperience? Is there something that would make up for that?
No, I don't think that's, you know, I think sometimes that's more people talking than anything. It's not always a big deal. It's all about who plays the best football when you step on that field, whether Saturday or Sunday. Whoever plays better that day advances. Whoever doesn't goes home. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a rookie, if it's a 10-year vet. You know, you got to make sure you're prepared and ready to go for whatever game day it is.
What's the best thing about being back on the practice field?
Playing football. being back out there with the guys.
Peace of mind, though, that you know you're back on the field, being able to do what you need to do in preparation, even in a bye week.
Oh, definitely. I think it's always good to be able to practice. This game is not something you can just turn on and go out there and play when you feel like it. So you got to enjoy practice and understand how you can get better and be prepared to play when it's time to turn it on.
Can you pick up much just by watching on TV?
You mean?
Can you pick up? You know? Can you see a lot watching on TV from your perspective without watching them?
When I watch our guys?
Yeah, I know. You said you're going to watch the games this weekend.
I mean, you can pick up, I think, some of the main things. Just you won't pick up much scheme and stuff. It's tougher when you're just watching, you know, the TV copy, but you can pick up some key things probably on what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack. But, you know, this week I think is all about just watching the games as a football player and seeing what we need, but you don't know who you're going to play, so you don't want to really sit down there and start trying to draw up all these plans for the next week and you don't know.
Tom was asked, you know, if he'll watch the games. He actually said there's been times he hasn't, mm-hmm. you know, because he feels like sometimes you can get caught up, like, rooting for a team, and get caught up in the wave. I'm just curious if you've ever had that experience where, like, it's almost easier to just come in after the fact and get, you know, watch it from a coaching perspective.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not for me. I mean, I'm still young, so I watch it because I'm excited to be in the position. So this will be my fourth time. But, you know, I think Tom is in a different boat where I think he really understands what he needs to do in these situations in the playoffs. And that does make sense. You know, I think the key is, you know, when we watch the games, it's not about having a favorite team or a favorite or anything. All our goal is to be ready to go that week and win and move on. So I'll be watching, you know, just to see, you know, what teams are doing and, you know, just as a football fan, really, just to watch football.
How do you think Deron did playing your role rather than Steve's role right now?
I think he's done well all year, and I thought Sunday was just another case of him doing the same thing, stepping in to whatever role we've asked him to do and going out there and playing well. I think, you know, with us and with him in there, he's been able to play a bunch of different positions. And Steve as well. I mean, I don't think any three of us are just a one thing. We're all about the same size and do a lot of different things well. So we've always been moving parts back there. And he did a great job of stepping up. I think the biggest thing for him is when you see a young guy in there and he's doing all the little things, communicating, getting guys ready, getting guys in position. I think that's key. Him being able to play and do different things, I think that's a lock. We know he can do that, and it's good to see him out there making the checks and doing the right things on the field to get everyone else lined up.
Are you proud that he's kind of been able to take those steps this season as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shocked at all. You know, I think he came in here really focused in the beginning, back in the spring, and it's just continued to follow him. He's been ready each week, asking questions, always prepared, so it's good to see him get that opportunity and play well.
You mentioned how you guys do similar things as safeties, and this team doesn't really have the strong slash free safety, but is there a way that you guys kind of define the different positions when you're out there on the field? Or is it-
yeah, I mean, we all know what spot we're in, but it won't matter sometimes if I'm in a spot that Steve's in usually or Steve's in a spot I'm. When we get out there on the field, I think that's been the great thing is, you know, any safety that's gotten, we all know the defense. So we've been able to just be in spots and play from there. And I think that will help our defense a longer ways than, you know, one guy can only do this, one guy can only do that. We just go out there and play, and we're able to adjust to different things teams do within the game. And, you know, sometimes within that play, if motion or anything happens.
So sort of like play-by-play responsibility.
Yeah, Steve's the smartest guy, I think, on our defense, and he's done a great job of that all year, and I think his knowledge passes throughout the whole room, and guys know where they're going, whether it's, you know, extra DBs on the field or just our base defense as well.